And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start in New York City, where the Department of Health has decided to toss out a requirement for how the remains of late-term aborted babies should be handled. In a unanimous vote, they decided to eliminate the mandate that babies aborted at or after 24 weeks be treated as human remains and sent to funeral homes. Instead, abortion facilities now will be able to keep the bodies on premises to do as they please. The department claims this change is to avoid trauma and costs for women. You know, but one wonders, if they're just clumps of cells, as we're often told, why would proper burial be traumatic in the first place? It seems the department is admitting a little bit more than they intended. Critics argue the move dehumanizes the unborn. Yeah, absolutely it does, and could lead to improper disposal of remains. Yeah, but it's bigger than that. In other news, a former furniture store assistant manager in Florida just hit the jackpot after being fired after refusing the jab. A federal judge ordered Hank Fine's Furniture to pay the ex-employee, identified only as KMO, a cool $110,000 for failing to accommodate her religious exemption. The judge also permanently barred the company from religious discrimination and said they cannot require proof that an employee's religious objection is an official tenet of their faith. I guess you can say justice was served there with a little bit of interest. Meanwhile, up north, it seems Canada's intelligence agency has some interesting views on who poses security threats these days. A 2023 report authored by the new head of Canadian Security Intelligence Service suggested that parents and others opposed to extreme gender ideology are potential domestic security threats with extreme views. The report claimed that the anti-gender movement would likely continue to pose violent threats in the coming years. Apparently, believing that there are only two genders is now grounds for government surveillance in the Great White North, and probably soon here as well. In U.S. education news, Pennsylvania is investigating a school district superintendent after he allowed a self-described genderqueer witch to discuss sexual topics with high school freshmen without parental consent. The presentation included a survey on students' sexual history and allegedly distributed Planned Parenthood resources. Parents have been pressing for answers, and now the state's Department of Education is looking into allegations that the superintendent stonewalled their inquiries. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.